All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, my man or my kids. All right. But right now, Nephew here with today's prank phone call. Neph, what you got?
I gotta go to say it.
Say what?
They moved Big Mama!
Oh, gosh. That's one of my favorites.
They moved Big Mama.
They moved Big Mama. What?
Oh, God. Oh, God. They moved Big Mama. Run it.
It's cleaning service.
I'm trying to... Can I speak to the owner of the company?
This is he.
Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir, this is. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all cleaned my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all moved the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table. And she not in there no more.
Hold on 1 second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my house.
You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week. What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
It's okay.
Big Mama!
Okay?
Big Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Y'all, Big Mama, Big Mama.
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother, now was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have. Would
my
not have grandmother,
my grandma, she was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my
okay.
grandmother passed. Bethel Elaine. Y'all, and somebody moved it, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is...
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're... Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen, my guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me... If they knocked over something, are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, I ain't have. No, nobody have no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama gone, man.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that that actually was my company that came by you. I apologize, sir. I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama, go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for 1 second, please.
Baby, do me a favor. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones to clean that man's carpet on last week. Hold on a second. Somebody knocked over his grandmama
earth.
Big Mama!
Come in here now. Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for
sir,
10
just,
years.
Second,
she been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all done messed
it. Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me?
Mr. Carruthers, now listen, I'm going to do everything that I can to help you, but now don't, you're not going to threaten me on this phone.
I just said you move my grandmama, and I'm going to move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm going to tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service, because y'all don't know what the hell y'all doing.
No, hold the hell on. Now, listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We, sir, sir, we have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So, I'm going to do everything
mama.
That I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir. We're going to get everything squared away for you.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise
Look,
you that.
I done told you once. Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you're going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that goddamn carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my living.
Y'all make y'all living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma is not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
I'm coming down there right now to do damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your ass there, too.
You're going to come down here. Come on, bring your ass. Come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact, come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. I don't even know if we clean your house.
I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your ass. Y'all done moved my grandma. You moved my grandmother, man.
Let me tell you something, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me or don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your ass, and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. Let me get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog. Hello?
Say, man.
Hello?
Say, man. Ethel. Ethel. Don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. You called me, talking about now you got my sons in the looking like nothing did, so I'm finna go bust them inside their head, man. You won't tell me what you gonna do with my company, man. You know how long it's been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, God.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Y'all every morning. Look here. Why don't you tell Dr. Steve, man, y'all need to put a carpet cleaning award over in the hoodie awards, man.
You mean a carpet cleaning in a category?
Carpet cleaning category, man. Y'all need to go and put one in, man. I'm telling you.
There it is. They move Big Mama.
They move Big Mama.
No, you don't play.
They moved Big Mama, they moved her.
Keep Big Mama.
You play too much.
I got a summer soiree. I got a party going down. It is in Philadelphia. It is August the 2nd, Friday night. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. It's hosted by yours truly. It's me and WDAS, the radio station right there in Philadelphia. It will be at the Garden Ballroom in First District Plaza. You don't want to miss it. All my frat brothers will be in town. Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Electrifying, devastating, death defying, the max from way back, the latest pet pimp threat, sir. When I grew up in the zip, I grew up, I want to be just like you, sir. Nope. Help me join your group of KSI advocates of five new pie. Boy, I pledge for all 86. Y'all better ask somebody. We will be there. August 3rd, Saturday, Saginaw, Michigan. I will be in Sacktown, Saginaw, Huntington Event Park at the Dow Event Center. Tickets on sale right now. And then Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st, Labor Day weekend, Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club.
I was waiting on you to say Supper Club.
Say Supper again. Club.
Uh-huh.
Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club.
So what instrument you playing this time?
Two shows Friday, two Saturday. Tickets on sale.
So which one you on?
Right now, I'm not going to do this with y'all.
Which one you on this time? I'm sorry.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up, the Strawberry Letter. Subject, my man or my kids. We'll get into the letter right after this.